This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Showtime, the musical theatre show here on University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella. I'm joined by Abby,
who's
looking at a phone as always.
That's rude. I don't always.
It's true. We've had a conversation outside. We fixed a microphone.
I mean, we are the DIY experts, really.
Obviously. I mean, that was going to be the original plan for tonight's show. And then
it's us fixing various bits of URN equipment.
You currently getting your hair chat.
Do you want to start the show? Actually.
No, that's really funny. Abby, come.
I'm now free, ladies and gentlemen. We are all fine.
She actually couldn't get the headphones out of her hair. We are Ella and Abby, the musical theatre people. Experts, if you will.
I mean,
a little mad.
Experts is a strong word, but we will...
I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Opening for us tonight, we had The Cat in the Moon from Lord of the Rings, the musical, the 3-hour long musical that didn't do very well in the West End, surprisingly.
I'm disappointed on behalf of The Cat in the Moon that it didn't do better.
It's such a good song. I mean, I've said this on the show before, there are some really weird songs in it, like... particularly when the elves get involved, which is quite a big part of Lord of the Rings, the musical.
If you're not aware.
It's mainly... the musical is mainly elves, I'm not going to lie.
And then, less hobbity than you expect.
But the hobbits have these really nice folky songs, which I really like. There should be more folk in musical theatre. There's a nice one that I will probably get around to playing at some point in the future between Sam and Frodo at the end of the musical. And you just want to give him a hug. Which is weird if you're in the audience.
Yeah, you're not allowed generally, but if you can get past security.
We tried at Million Dollar Quartet. They wouldn't let us on stage.
I don't know why.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Very weird, but I really hope someone brings it back at some point so I can actually see it and prove how weird it is in my head. We're going to be covering some shows that are touring, some show debuts later on. It's exciting. And there'll be a special guest appearance from Man of the Hour, Ewan McGregor, and his sublime French accent.
I'm so excited for that portion of the show.
Wait, let's see. I'm sure I've still got it on.
Hang on, we're just checking.
What if she is the one? The one who break the spell?
It's the best thing ever. Yes, more from that later. We'll also be hearing some of your requests, which you can send in to us at any point tonight and during the week, which brings us on to our first song of the evening. And this was a request sent in by Harry, who says, Carousel is one of my favourite shows of all time. I'd love it if you could play it for me. Well, don't worry, we of course can do that. So from the 1993 London cast recording of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, this is Blow High, Blow Low. Blow High, Blow Low from Carousel. Excellent request there, Harry. And for fans of Carousel, you'll be pleased to know that you can soon catch it back in the West End for a limited run at the London Coliseum from the 7th of April to the 31st of May. Starring, I'm very excited about this, none other than Alfie Beau.
Hey.
Oh, love him. We've addressed this on the show, but he's just adorable. He's one of the most lovely men.
Yes. He does look like he'd give really good hugs.
Yes, he does. I never thought of it that way. He does. If you haven't yet seen him...
I thought you were saying, if you've not yet hugged him. I was like, please do not go out and harass Alfie Beau.
Or do. It's a free country. If you haven't yet seen him dancing to Never Gonna Give You Up, it is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Bless him.
Him and Michael Ball dancing as backing dancers to Rick Astley. Alfie,
what a trio as well.
Alfie's just so going for it. Like, it is really committed. It's... I've watched it too many times on loop. Anyway, you can catch him and Catherine Jenkins in Carousel at the London Coliseum. Catherine Jenkins will actually be making her musical theatre debut there, which brings us on to, in a smoothless segue, as always, our head of speech. It does link, trust me. Our head of speech, Nick Clay, went to see Les Mis this week. It's one of his favourite shows. All you have to do is look at the logo he made for us to see that. It's the chorus scene from One Day More. Brilliant logo. And who doesn't love a bit of Les Miserables? It's just one of the best shows. And... he went to see it this week, as I said, and he asked us to play something on the show, which, of course, I'm always willing to do, as much Les Mis as possible in my book. And Well, we all know that Alfie Beau starred as Valjean in Les Mis, both for the 25th anniversary performance at the O2 Arena and for a stint in the West End. Incidentally, I should have seen him in Les Mis, but he had the audacity to be ill that day.
Damn it. Come on, man.
I mean, Jonathan Williams was great as Valjean. He's a really good Valjean, but I could have seen Alfie Beau.
Which would have?
Could have been in the vicinity.
But then I think you literally would have stormed the stage. And as much as it might add to the realism of the French Revolution, I don't think it's what they were really going for.
That would be a great... Let's move on.
Once again, we are open for your staging of musicals if you need us to.
We're here. We'll direct, we'll produce, we'll star in them. One woman show of Les Mis. Now, anyway, the obvious thing to do for this would be to play Alfie Beau singing a song from Les Mis, which he's really famous for, and kind of kill two birds with one stone. But we don't do the obvious thing on Showtime. Oh, no, no, no. We will have something from Alfie Beau in just a minute, but first of all, we're going to have Catherine Jenkins singing her version of Les Mis' I Dreamed a Dream. Not just any version. She sings it in French.
What?
It's incredible. So without further ado, here is Welsh songstress Catherine Jenkins singing the Les Mis classic in French. This is J'avais rêvé d'une autre vie. Absolutely beautiful. That was, of course, Catherine Jenkins with J'avais rêvé d'une autre vie from Les Misérables. Not quite as good as Louise Petre, who sang it in Paris, but
it's pretty good.
Okay, slightly too operatic for me. It's a really good version, but I don't know how it's going to work in the West End. Although Alfie Beau is also classically trained. Let's move on.
Ella has realised that she is clawing her way into a pit very slowly. So she's like, you know what? Let's just forget about it.
I just like Louise Petre. She's great.
You're allowed to.
Canadian actress, played Fantine in the 1991 Paris revival of Les Mis. Sang I Dreamed a Dream in French, obviously. Tends to happen in France. Also famous for originating the role of Donna Sheridan on Broadway in Mamma Mia.
There you go.
Tony nominated 2002. I know facts.
That is a lot of knowledge you have about this. Oh. Louise Petre.
She's wonderful. Now, I did promise that we would have something from Alfie Beau, and that we most certainly do. Back in 2011, when Alfie Beau was sort of at the height of his Les Mis fame, he appeared on an ITV show called Comedy Rocks, which I don't think has ever been repeated. Comedy show had like loads of comedians on, hosted by Jason Manford. I love that it was sort of the first show I remember watching that had an in-house band.
Oh,
every week it was great. I enjoyed it. Anyway, Alfie Beau came on this show, and the story goes that he was going to sing "The Impossible Dream" with Matt Lucas, who was in Les Mis with him. And
who did Matt Lucas play?
Thénardier. I saw Matt Lucas in it.
Because...
he was there. He was there the day. He wasn't ill. Damn Alfie. I think they were also living together at the time.
Oh.
Alfie Beau lived with Matt Lucas, and then he moved out, and then his flat flooded, and they moved back in together.
Again, the universe clearly doesn't want them apart.
I know really pointless facts about musical theatre. Unfortunately, as you will hear in the clip we're about to play, Matt was taken ill at the last minute, and so Jason Manford had to step in, which we look at now and go, well, that's fine, because he's a really good singer.
Mm.
But this was the first time he'd ever really sung on television.
He looks so really nervous in the clip of him.
It's an amazing clip. I'll get Abby to send it out during this song, because...
Well, you're watching Jason Manford.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
play
the comedy.
I'm just going to play the clip, because everything's explained. But this was the first time... he'd sung on television. We all just thought he was a comedian, and I remember being so stunned when this really impressive voice came out. So enjoy. Round of applause for Jason Manford there.
Surprised? We were.
I just remember being so stunned when he started singing, because at no point was I expecting it.
I think because of his accent at the beginning... You just don't expect him... Like, it's a bit like when Adele talks or something, and you're like, that accent and voice does not match up with your singing voice.
You don't expect the operatic side of things. I was saying to Abby, that happened in 2011. It was before he went on to do Born to Shine, where he got classical opera training. It sort of spiralled from there, because he did Born to Shine. He won that as an opera singer. And then he was invited to do a stint in Sweeney Todd as the Italian barber. And then from there, you know, the producers, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, he's just finished in. Good job, Jason.
Yeah.
Double thumbs up here in the studio.
It's just like the transition from comedy to musical theatre. Like, of course, that's what everyone should do.
It's what we're after, certainly. And Jason Manford has also just been announced as the host of this year's Olivier Awards. So
yay.
Maybe we'll hear some singing. Maybe we won't. Don't know.
I hope so. I hope he goes for like a Tony style. Big yeah. Big start to the show.
Like, Jason, should we put you in touch with Neil Patrick Harris?
Don't.
That
I would die.
And then Petra from Eurovision just comes in. I'm slightly obsessed with her. Yeah, Olivier Awards, that happens on the 9th of April. It's televised on the 11th, I think. We'll be covering that later in the term, so stay
tuned.
Listening in every Sunday for that.
You look so lost for the word.
Because I was going to say tuned, and then I'm like, well, you don't have to listen to this 24/7 just waiting for Sundays.
You,
like,
can do that.
You can leave and come back. Or just listen to URN.
Yeah.
Plug. Anyway. I did just say that Jason Manford starred in The Producers back in, I think it was 2015, for the UK tour, which I did go and see.
Nice.
He wasn't ill that night. Alfie Bo wasn't there.
Again.
Yeah, Jason Manford played Leo Bloom. It also starred Phil Jupiter or Ross Noble as Franz Liebkin, depending on
amazing.
When you went to see it. Corey English as Max Bialystock. David Bedella, who I love, very jealous of his legs. And
no context, keep moving.
And Louis Spence.
Of course.
Who was just Louis Spence. Which was slightly bizarre, but brilliant.
Really fits the producer's feel, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good show. Whenever you go and see it, it's so brilliant. Still technically the best musical ever.
Yeah.
Most Tony Awards won by any musical ever. So.
Even the moon fits me. Which is a comment from...
We'll do another Tony special this year. We'll feature
yes.
that clip again. It'll all make sense by, like, June. Now, the reason that we're bringing up The Producers is because What's On Stage have just revealed that the huge production company, Celador, are going to be taking both Jersey Boys and The Producers on a massive international tour later this year. At the moment, all the sort of focus is on Jersey Boys. That's the one that's... The dates and the cast are beginning to be announced, with more information on The Producers set to follow. But... It was just too good an opportunity to miss.
If you've ever heard this show before, ever in your life, ever, you will realise that we're quite fond of The Producers, really.
Little bit. Nathan Lane, give or take him.
You know.
I think we've watched him,
right.
A billion hashtag love hymns?
That was in one go.
That was. I think it was for this song.
Yep.
So, you know what? I'm deeply sorry for all of you at home. You're going to miss what's about to happen in the studio as Abby and I sing this entire song word for word and
yep.
do all the actions. But from the original Broadway cast recording of The Producers, this is Nathan Lane, the wonderful Nathan Lane, with Betrayed.
Betrayed! I love that song so much.
Just a minute to appreciate. I know you weren't witnesses to it, but just to appreciate the wonder that is Abby and myself
performing that song
with every single one of Nathan Lane's mannerisms.
Oh, totally. You've got to do the. If you're gonna go for it, you got to do the full performance.
He walked into my office with his cock and made me scream. We promise.
We're not gonna redo the song now, but we will soon.
Surprise! The rest of the show is just saying, no. I have pitched the idea that over the summer we are going to either rewrite that song about Showtime, or we're just gonna like have ourselves doing it, because you know what, this is too good to miss.
Yes, definitely, we must share it with the people.
And Celador, if you want anyone to play Max and Leo, we're right here, guys.
Yeah.
Have a twisted mist cast thing.
It'd be good. Quite, yeah, you know, it'd be very progressive.
Yeah, of course, that was Nathan Lane with Betrayed. More information to follow about The Producers tour as and when we get it. This is Sunset Boulevard, which has just finished its run at the London Coliseum, starring Glenn Close in her West End debut. She played the role on Broadway and she's now come over to the West End. A few nominations for it at the Olivier's, including Best Actress for Glenn Close. As I said, we'll cover that in more depth later in the term. The show opens in Leicester in September before touring the UK from October onwards, and will also feature Rhea Jones as the female lead. She understudied for Glenn Close on the West End. Really good singer. Sort of that proper story of someone who never really got the chance and then learnt kind of watching from the side of the stage and then suddenly got a moment.
Yay.
Read the article, it was great. Really like the music from this show. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber
did the music, and Don Black and Christopher Hampton did the book and the lyrics. Don Black and Andrew Lloyd Webber also did Tell Me on a Sunday, which I think has a very similar feel musically.
I don't know why you put in inverted commas, because it is...
I'm not sure it's a word.
I think it is.
Oh, excellent.
I think you're safe. Don't write anything.
Save it for next week. Couldn't play Sunset Boulevard without featuring this particular man. We absolutely love him. Also starred in the film version of The Producers, as Abby pointed out to me. So there's an extra link. Everything links on this show. We absolutely love this guy. This is John Barrowman with Sunset Boulevard. Oh, very dramatic.
Very.
John Barrowman there with the title song from Sunset Boulevard.
Why did you forget what it was? Like, he didn't mention it enough times.
Because I was going to say Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard. And then I was like, but then I have to say Don Black as well, because he's great. And then actually it was done by Christopher Hampton as well. And then there was additional lyrics by Amy someone, and I can't remember her name.
Poor Amy.
I feel awful for that. Began with a J. And so all that went through my mind, and I was like, yeah, I haven't
spoken for a while.
I can't
now
say that on air, and then I have done anyway. So thank you, Abby, for bringing everyone's attention to that.
It's fine. That's what I'm here
we'll
for.
Move on quickly. You can catch Sunset Boulevard touring all around the UK from October onwards, with tickets going on sale soon. Do go
see it.
It should be good. Mm. I've never seen it live.
Probably like does not have John Barrowman in, which is
that would
upsetting.
Be good. Mm.
He might
and we
be
actually
ill.
Would storm the stage. We have to say, Euron does not officially condone storming the stage in the middle of
all
production.
All comments are our own.
And utterly mad. We will, though, move on quickly to another show that is touring this year. And this time it's Rent, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. I don't need to say how much I love the music of this show. I'm going to anyway. I love the music of this show. It's great. This is one of my favourite songs. Basically, I was going to play La Vie Boheme, because that's a really great song. And I know like the really fast bit off by heart, and I'm really happy with that. One of my proudest achievements.
But that would also include you being really breathless for the link.
It would. And also, it's not... I compared it to Channel 4's production guidelines for what you can say before the watershed, and it doesn't technically contravene any of them, but it has some questionable lines.
Which, we don't want to get into trouble with Ofcom again.
No. We may play it in the future, mainly because it's got one of the greatest lines of any musical theatre song in it. Mm. But we're not playing that song. We're going to play one of my favourite songs from the musical instead. I'm going to admit it, even though this is from the film version, it's one of my favourite versions of it. We'll talk a bit more about that later, but from the 2005 film of Rent, this is Out Tonight. Rosie...
Nope.
I paused in the middle of her name.
Messed up. Start
I
again.
I was so distracted.
Cut everybody. Start again. End of song. And
I love that song so much.
It's so an amazing good. Song.
I love it. Great walking song, just as...
Yeah,
it
sounds
there.
Like it'd be a good one to march up the street to.
You don't march.
Or dance.
March to the Kai Palmer fiddler. Rosario Dawson there with Out Tonight from Rent. I was just saying this to Abby, there are some really great versions of that song performed on Broadway, like Renee Elise Goldsberry, who people know from Hamilton now.
Yes.
She does a great version of it. Daphne Rubin Vega, who originated the role of Mimi in Rent. They do great versions, I'm not going to lie, but...
They're stage versions, kind of.
It's not even
thing.
That, like... Because obviously they're performing... It's a very acrobatic routine that has to be done.
Yeah.
Famous blue lycra, skin-tight trousers, and, like, swinging under scaffolding. It's really well staged, but I really like that version. And I think it's probably because it's done in a recording studio rather than perform live, but I really like Rosario Dawson's voice for that song. I don't know if she'd been able to do it on stage, but...
No, maybe film, not every night.
No.
Like... The same sort of
good
feel.
I did an impression of the different hounds that people offer, but I'm not going to do that on air. You'll be pleased to know.
We're going to just pause that one.
Yeah. Great song.
No, if you wish to know, just contact Ella directly.
You really don't want to know. You can find Rent touring the UK throughout the year for its 20th anniversary production. It'll be in Nottingham at the Playhouse from the 16th to the 20th of May. And of course, it's currently starring our Eurovision entry.
Of course it
She's
is.
Playing Maureen.
So So she's just prepping by being in Rent for the tour.
She was in Rent already, and then she did the show where they voted who was going to...
On the side.
Which I didn't watch.
No.
So I don't know what anyone else was like. I don't particularly like her song.
Ugh.
But I haven't really listened to it properly either. Basically, I don't think the United Kingdom's going to win Eurovision.
No.
Surprisingly.
I mean, shockingly.
I just think we should bring back Petra as a host and Twin Twin for France.
Yep.
That's going to be my ideal Eurovision. Anyway, we're actually talking about musical theatre. Now, Rent famously starred Idina Menzel as the original Maureen, both on Broadway and in the 2005 film. Really love her as a person and as a performer. And I think she and Tracy Thomas as Maureen and Joanne, respectively, are just the best reincarnation of that pair for me. Basically, the reason I bring this up is because I've wanted to play this song by Idina Menzel that we're about to play for ages. I first came across it in my first year at university. That's how long I've been listening to it. That's a long time, people. And I really love it. And I haven't played it before because it either hasn't quite fit in or... Well, there is one rude word in it that I've had to bleep out so we didn't get in trouble.
But it's happening tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so exciting. It's such a good song. You're going to love it. It comes from the musical If Then. If slash then. I did the slash here in the studio. Written by Brian Yorkey and the brilliant Tom Kitt, who was also responsible for Next to Normal. If Then tells the story of 38-year-old Elizabeth, who's just moved back to New York after getting divorced. And the narrative kind of splits. It's one of these where there's one version of her called Liz, who gets married to an army doctor called Josh and ends up having children. And there's another version of herself called Beth, who's sort of the perpetually single workaholic. And I'm not going to say too much more than that because it's quite
spoilers.
Complicated. And I don't need to get... There's going to be a spoiler coming up, people, but... It's okay, there's still a happy ending. the song that we're about to play comes from the Liz part of the narrative. Her husband, Josh, has been asked to go back into the army and do a tour overseas. And spoiler alert, he gets killed.
Aww.
Very sad. Boo-hoo. But it does mean we get this phenomenal song out of it.
So you know.
So
pros and cons.
Every cloud. don't worry, it's got that kind of sliding doors happy ending where they still end up meeting... Anyway, spoilers. I really love this song. It is so well performed. And just Idina, it really shows Idina Menzel to the best of her abilities, I think. So this is Always Starting Over. Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
My oh my. Love that. Always Starting Over from If Then, performed there by the wonderful Idina Menzel. I remember saying a few weeks ago when we played Rent that the Rent Wicked period was Idina Menzel at her best.
Yes.
And I entirely take that back.
No.
very good, but blimey, she's a phenomenal person.
Yeah, I think that's the conclusion we've come to.
I'm slightly in love with her. I think she definitely gets a hashtag lover for that.
Yes.
Great song. Might feature that in our Tony show next term because she did a really great live performance at the Tonys, which I've just reenacted for Abby with a lot of dramatic walking.
Once again, wish you were here to see this.
But pretty glad you're not.
Yes.
And that, unfortunately, brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Your End Showtime, and Twitter, Showtime Your End, during the week. So send in your requests and shout-outs and all that jazz. We're very excited.
Yes.
About the song that's ending for the show tonight. We've mentioned it a few times, but Beauty and the Beast is released next Friday. But the cast album, you'll be pleased to know, came out a couple of days ago.
Oh, yes, it did.
We might well be starting next week's show with this song.
We're going to go and see it.
But it's just too good to miss out on tonight.
You need a full week to listen to this before you go see it.
Do prepare yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't know if you're mentally ready for this yet. As promised, it's the man of the hour, Ewan McGregor, showing off his unique take on a French accent. This is Be Our Guest. See you next week.
Mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair. as the dining room proudly presents... your dinner.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.